These three contestants are about to play the most exciting game of their lives. Returning champion Larry Davis has already won $19,695. Ted Woodson hopes to better that figure today, but Gene Miller has other plans for both of them. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you once again, Rod Roddy, and welcome everyone to Press Your Luck, the most competitive game in television, where you can win a bundle or, of course, you can lose your shirt. Right now, let's meet the three players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our returning champion, Larry. How are you, Larry? Almost 20,000,
right? I'm doing great.
I bet you're doing great. Well, I tell you what, we have to ask you, as we forgot. Did you do it? Did you propose?
Yes, I did it, and I am a changed man.
Well, in what respect?
Last night was incredible.
No, there are images of daytime television. Did she accept?
Oh, she accepted. No whammy last night, no way.
Oh, no whammy last night. Did she know that you'd tell her that you won the money? Did she know you?
I told her before. How could she refuse? $20,000.
Smart lady. Congratulations.
Property, you know?
All right, let's meet our second player, Ted. How are you, Ted?
Fine, thank you, Peter.
I understand, Ted, you were stranded in some kind of an unusual place?
Well, yeah. On Labor Day, my wife and I were in Colorado, and most people go on ski lifts in the wintertime, but we're on one, and we got stranded for 3 hours. Luckily, we have a little boat of wine, though, and it passed.
Oh, that helped us quite a bit. But it wasn't snowing. It's nice.
No, it's no. Who else would go in August? You know,
well, that shows you, Ted. There's something about you.
Yeah.
All right, welcome. And let's meet our third player, Jeannie. Or Gene, actually. How are you, Gene?
I'm fine, Peter. How are you?
I'm just fine. Nobody ever asks how I am.
Oh, well, I think that's unfair.
I think so, too, and I appreciate it, Gene.
Okay,
now,
Peter.
Gene, you had an unusual story for us, too, I understand?
Yes, I met my husband on a blind date, and it was that he wasn't supposed to be the one I was to meet, and I married him 6 months later, and 33 years later, I'm sitting here still married to
him. So it worked out just fine. Congratulations, Gene. All right, players. I'm going to ask you four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins at the big Press Your Luck game board. The more spins you have, of course, the more money you can win. Because, as you know, our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash and great prizes. And every time you stop the board like this, stop, you'll win money like I did, $1,500. However, there's another thing you can hit, and that's a whammy. If you do that, that rascal jumps out and reduces your total to zip, zero. So you want to be very careful. All right. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Yes.
Here comes the first question.
Yes, sir.
One of television's most popular programs always has one of its feature players offer the advice, be careful out there. On what program will you hear it? Ted.
Hill Street Blues.
All right, Ted, if you are right, you'll pick up three big spins. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give your answer and two others to Larry and Gene. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer Hill Street Blues, Magnum P.I., or Dallas, Larry?
Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues, says Larry. Let's go over to Jean and see what she has to say.
I have to go along with them. Hill Street Blues.
Well, the show that tells us to be careful is Hill Street Blues. That's right. Everybody picks up spins. Larry goes to one. Ted to three because he buzzed in. And Jean goes to one. Here's your second question. What is the last name of the Santa Barbara family that made history in 1973 by allowing a camera crew into their home to document their life? Larry.
Loud.
Loud, says Larry. All right. Is the correct answer Loud, Lord, or Ryan, Ted?
I'll agree with Larry. It's Loud.
You're going to say Loud? We're going to go over to Gene and see
what she
says.
Loud it is.
Three Louds. Well, it was the Loud family. Everybody picks up spin. Larry goes to four, Ted to four, and Gene goes to two. Here is our third question. Mark Twain called them what angels eat. They are vine-grown and originally came from Africa. We're talking about what kind of melon? Oh, the same jury I looked at the other day. No one had an answer. I'll tell you what, I'll give it to you in multiple choice, and if anybody gets it, I'll give you a spin. Nice guy. Figures. All right. Is the kind of melon we're talking about a watermelon, a cantaloupe, or a cassava? Larry? Big smile.
I really feel like a pressure for me not to say this, but I will say watermelon.
You will say watermelon. Larry said watermelon.
I'll say watermelon.
Under pressure. Ted says watermelon. Gene, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say cassava.
Well, I'll tell you what, you would have been better off saying watermelon, because that's what angels eat. All right. Larry goes to 5, Ted to 5, Gene stays at 2. Here's our fourth and final question. What country would you go to if you wanted to visit the land where ultra-expensive Waterford crystal is made? Ted?
Ireland.
All right, is the correct answer Ireland, England, or Belgium, Larry? Larry's moving his lips, but he's not speaking.
Ireland.
Ireland, says Larry. Okay. Let's see what Gene has to say.
England.
England, says Gene. Well, Waterford crystal is made in Ireland. All right, that was our last question. Larry goes up and spins the 6. Ted goes for a big 8. Gene stays at 2. Now, you'll have a chance to convert your spin in the dollars to the exciting Test Your Luck game board when we come back. Players, as you can see, there are prizes, surprises, and over $13,000 in cash, and a few whammies up there on our game board. Now, each spin can bring you up to $1,250. That is important, because the player who ends this round on top plays last in the final round, and that's a big advantage. Now, remember, you can pass the remaining spins if you have a fear of the whammy. Everything at the stake each time you spin, and 4 whammies put you out of the game. Now, the player with the fewest spins is Gene. You have the distinction, Gene, of going first. Are you ready to press your luck?
Yes, sure am.
Here we go. Let's get some big bucks.
Okay, let's go. Stop
at $150. Yay! That's a good start, Gene. 150, one spin left. Actually, just one spin left. Are you ready?
Sure am.
Here we go.
Let's go. Big bucks.
$500. And you picked up a spin. That's a total of 650. You still have one spin, Gene. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do it.
More bucks, of course.
Okay, let's go for big bucks.
San Diego. Gene, a trip to San Diego for 2, worth $1,104. That's $1,754 for you, Gene. First place for a while. Let's go talk to Larry and see what he can do with 6 spins. You ready, Larry?
Oh, I'm definitely ready.
Stop. Stop at $300.
Yeah.
No whammy yet. 5 spins left. Larry, you're going to let it ride.
I'm going.
He's going.
Stop.
Stop at $350.
Oh,
that's total. Oh, 650. 4 spins, Larry. You're going to let it ride.
Going.
He's going again. Larry's a player.
Stop.
Stop at $400. $1,050, Larry. 3 spins. What are you going to do now? You're in second place. Gene has $1,754. $700 more than you.
One more time.
One more time. Never heard that before. We have yet to hit a whammy.
Stop!
$450, Larry. That's 1,500. 2 spins left. What are you going to do? As you pass them, they go to Gene, since he's the player with the highest amount of money.
I pass.
They are going over to Gene. They're yours, Gene. $1,754 is your total 2 spins you've got to take. Here's the first. First place is at stake. Big bucks! You got it! Amount on the board, which is $1,250, Gene. That's $3,004. You've got one more spin you've got to take. First place is at stake. Here it comes.
Okay, come on. Let's go.
$300, Gene. $3,304. You are in firm first place. We have yet to deal with Ted. 8 spins, no dollars. Gene's in first place. Ted, are you ready?
I sure am.
Let's press it. $250, Ted. 7 spins left. Your third place. You're going to press it. Going again.
Stop
at advanced 2 spaces to $300. That's 550. 6 spins left. You're going to let it ride?
Go.
Here we go.
Stop.
Stop at $500 and a spin. A lot of money to throw.
Okay.
That's 1,050. 6 spins if you pick it up. You're going to keep going.
Go.
Here we go. Stop at $470. That's 5 spins and 1520. You're in second place by $20. 5 spins. What are you going to do?
One more time.
One more time.
Stop.
Stop at $500. $2,020. 4 spins. Second place. What are you going to do?
One more.
One more. Everybody's got one more. We've yet to hear from a whammy. $750. That's $2,770. About $600 less than Gene. 3 spins left. Second place. What are you going to do now? Pass those spins. They go to you again, Gene. Yet to hear from a whammy. You've got to take him. Here's the first.
Let's go. Stop.
Stop at advance 2 spaces to $200. That's $3,504. 2 spins left. You got to take him. Here comes the next one. First place is at stake.
Okay, let's go. This is it. Big bucks.
Oh, it had to happen.
Oh, well.
It had to happen.
That's all right.
There he is.
That is
Now, Gene, the odds were against you. Haven't had a whammy in so many spins. We're going to take that one spin you've got left, move it over to the earn column, which means you can take the spin or you can pass it to Ted, whatever you want to do. You're going to take it. All right, Gene's going to take the spin. Let's get some big bucks. $200. That's better than zero. All right. That's Gene at $200. We've got Larry at $1,500 and Ted, you leading with $2,770, which, as you know, is a big advantage. And we'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, surprises right after this. All right, players, you know what I've got. Four more questions, and that means four more chances to earn some spins. And the player with the most money at the end of this round gets to take it all home and come back and do it again tomorrow. Not a bad deal. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Yes,
here comes the first question. Riboflavin and thiamin are part of what lettered vitamin group? Gene.
B.
All right, Gene, if you're right, you're going to pick up three big spins. I'm going to give your answer and two others to Larry and Ted. If they're right, a spin apiece. Is the correct answer B, A, or C, Larry?
B.
B says Larry. Ted, what do you say?
B.
You say B as well? Well, riboflavin and thiamin are B vitamins. Yay! Larry goes to one. Ted picks up one, and Gene picks up a big three. Here's the second question. If a girl has an Electra complex, with which member of her family is she involved? Larry.
Father.
Father, all right. It's the correct answer. Father, mother, or brother, Ted?
Father.
Father says Ted. We'll go over to Gene.
Father.
Father says Gene. Well, Electra Complex involves a girl with her father. Correct. All right. Now, remember, you can't... Let's go to the scores here. We've got Larry up to four. Ted goes to two. And Gene goes to four. Now, remember, you can't buzz in until I complete the question. Okay? That's important. Otherwise, you won't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's your third question. Prince Charles' mother, Queen Elizabeth, is English through and through. But in what European country was his father, Prince Philip, born? Gene.
England.
England, all right, is the correct answer. England, France, or Greece? Larry?
France.
France says Larry will go to Ted.
Greece.
Greece. Well, Prince Philip was born in Greece. Correct, Ted. Larry stays at four. Ted goes to three. Gene stays at four. Here's your fourth and final question. What 19-year-old former child actress said, "The people I date will probably be a little older because they're the ones I meet and they can afford to take me to dinner." Larry?
Linda Blair.
Linda Blair, says Larry. All right, is the correct answer Linda Blair, Brooke Shields, or Tatum O'Neill, Ted?
Tatum O'Neill.
Ted says Tatum O'Neill will go to Gene.
Tatum O'Neill.
Tatum O'Neill. Well, the actress who likes dinner on her date is Tatum O'Neill. Larry stays at four. Ted goes to four. And Gene goes to five. That was our last question. All right, players. You're all going to have a chance to take those spins for the big stretch of luck game board. And see who the winner's going to be right after this. Thank you, and now, players, as you can see, you can win a bundle on Press Your Luck because there's over $50,000 in cash up there just waiting to be won. But do not forget the whammy because he will take away all your money if he gets the opportunity, so be careful. Speaking of monies, we've got Gene at $200, Larry at $1,500, and because you wound up with the highest total in round number one, Ted at $2,770, you will be the last to play your spins and miss the final round, and that's an advantage. All right, the player with the least amount of money is Gene, $200, five spins, and one whammy. Are you ready to go for it? All right, Gene,
let's
press your luck.
Okay, let's go.
Get some big bucks. Oh, $2,000. What a guy, Gene, $2,200. Second place, four spins. What are you going to do?
Go on.
All right, let's build it up. Let's hit a 5,000.
Stop
at a car. You did it, Gene. A car valued at $4,949. Gene, that's up to a total of $7,149. Almost $5,000 into first place. Three spins left. If you pass them, they go to Ted. $7,000 at stake, Gene. Three spins.
What's he going to do?
One more time, Gene. Okay. One more time.
Stop.
Stop. Car came and went.
Well,
all right. If you have confidence, so do we. $0, two spins, two whammies. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, get it back. $5,000. You can get it back for one spin. $1,500. Ties you with Larry in second place. One spin left. What are you going to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
You're going to press. Here we go. Gene's got enough whammies. Doesn't need any more.
Okay, stop.
Stop at $1,500. I put you in first place, Gene. $3,000. Well done. We'll now go over to Larry, who has four spins and $1,500, our champ. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go, champ.
Stop!
Stop at $1,000. That's $2,500, Larry, three spins. You're now in third place. What are you
going
to do?
I'm going.
Of course.
Stop!
Stop.
Oh.
Parade. One whammy, two spins left, no dollar. What are you going to do?
I'm going to press my luck.
Press. All right, here we go. Pick up $5,001 spin.
Stop.
Stop at $2,000. That's not too bad, Larry.
No.
Still in third place, one spin left. What are you going to do now? Third place by $770.
Oh, I'm going to win $10,000. No, I'm going to go.
Here we go.
I'm going. Oh, stop.
Stop at a whammy. Oh, Larry. All right, Larry, two whammies. No dollars, and that's the end of your spinning. So anything can happen in this game, however. We're going to go over to Ted. Although I don't know if that can happen. We're going to go over to Ted with 2770 and four spins. Here we go, Ted. You're in second place. 1250. All of a sudden, from second to first. $4,020, $1,000 ahead of Gene. Three spins. What are you going to do with them?
Go for it.
Going to go for it. Okay. Four whammies so far. $1,500. Now you have 5520, about $2,500 more than Gene. You have two spins left, Ted. You're in first place. Gene has
one
two
more
whammies.
Time. Let's
one
go.
More time. Here we go. One more time.
Yeah!
Two whammies. Ted, you have no dollars. Let me tell you where you're at, Ted. You have no dollars. You can take that last spin and see if you can make some money yourself, at least to get. If you get more than $3,000, you win the game. Anything less than that, Gene wins the game. You can take that whammy. You can take that spin, pass it to Gene. If she whammies, all three of you will go to zero, and all three of you come back. So you got a lot of choices here.
I'm going to go for it.
You're going to go for it yourself? All right, here's the one spin that'll decide whether Ted becomes champion or Gene becomes champion. Here it is. Stop Miami Beach. And that tip is a value of $1,671. Gene is the winner for the day. Congratulations, Gene. You did it with $3,000. We'll be right back to find out what you won, Gene, right after this message. All right, we're back with today's Best Your Luck winner and champion, Gene. Your winnings were all in cash today, and that's a total of $3,000. Congratulations, Gene. I can see you're excited about it. Well done. You came out of nowhere, Gene. You thought you were out of it, but you kept saying, I'll come back. And you did. Congratulations. Larry, as our departing champion with $19,695, I thank you. That's a great crucial.
Oh, not bad at all.
And let us know, when are you going to get married? When do you have a date?
Married.
Oh, all right, we won't talk about that, but let us know. Congratulations and good luck to you.
Thank you.
And Ted, you probably felt you were still up on that
yes,
little thing in Aspen.
I'd like to stay and come back tomorrow.
All right, I thank you for being with us. We've got some nice prizes for you. You're not going to go empty-handed, all right? Gene, we'll be seeing you next time.
Yeah!
Until then, remember, beckon the whammy and wind up with no beckon. This is Peter Tomarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. The Bissell Double Action Floor Sweeper. Snaps up dirt and litter off carpets and bare floors. Great for quick pickups to clean back and eat from Bissell. And new Nat Robbins Lip Prime. Invisible, silky soft lip care cream. Helps stop lipstick bleeding and feathering. Improves the look and feel of your lips. Plus, Holding by Dobie. Share your special feelings with Care Bears Kids Wear. All the love of the Care Bears and soft, lovable styles. Care Bears by Dobie. Also, Success Boil and Bag Rice. Perfect every time. Once you taste the Success, nothing else will do. And a 22-piece Master Mechanic Multi-Drive Pocket Set, complete with fitted box exclusively from Two Value Hardware Stores. Plus, Heath Candy Bars, introducing Pecan Clusters, a special candy bar from the Candy Specialist. If it isn't special, it isn't Heath, the Candy Specialist.
Dad, you can't live with them.
You can't laugh without them.
My Two Dads, 1/2 hour from now. But first, stay tuned for Just the 10 of Us, next on USA.
This is Rod Roddy speaking for Frank Ulamuck, a Carruthers Company presentation.